Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kwanja Vihari, Jaya Gopi Tanavanabha, Jaya Giri Vala Dali, Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Bajajanayanjana, Jaya Bajajanayanjana, Jaya Yamuna Tiravanachari, Jaya Kwanja Vihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Caiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Udirayet Nasthapa Yeshwapadishu Nithya Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagava Yuttama Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki Hari Om.
Jagannath Hadeva, together with Balabhadra and Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra, are waiting for Gopa, Kumara and Nas in eternal Jagannatha Puri Dhamma.
Jagannath Hadeva, Balabhadra and Subhadra, and Sudarshan Chakra, wait, 等待着 Gopa, Kumara, 以及我们, 一起去到永恒的圣地, Jagannath Puri.
Nilachala Nivasini Brahmani Paramatmani Balabhadra Subhadra Bhyam Jagannathayate Namaha. It's a very, very popular mantra in Puri. We use it in the temple, we use it for offering things, we use it for honoring Jagannatha Prasadam.
这个曼陀罗是在杰克纳普里是非常著名的一个曼陀罗，因为在杰克纳塔，我们供奉食物给杰克纳塔的时候，也会用这个曼陀罗。当我们荣耀杰克纳塔他们的帕萨达姆的时候呢，也会唱诵这个祷文，之后再荣耀的。
Well, here's a long story of Gopa Kumara's travels around the universe and even spiritual world. And in every place, something moves him out of this place sooner or later.
我们知道就是我们会跟着Gopa Kumara呢去旅游到整个宇宙不同的地方，以及甚至去到灵性的世界里面。但是无论去到哪里呢，总是有一些事情会让到Gopa Kumara呢就是不会倒流太强，总是有一些事情发生会让他最终会离开那个地方的。
So chanting his Dashaksha 10-syllable mantra of Madana Gopalan, looking for his deity by his guru's blessings.
他唱诵有十个音节的这个十个音节的Gopala Madana Gopala Dashaksha十个音节的那个曼陀罗，因为是他咕噜给予他的。
Remember last place, the deity was very nice. He was even the king, and deity was almost like Madana Gopala.
我们知道在上一个地方，就是他在那个地方做了国王，然后呢，他崇拜的那个神像呢， 基本上跟拉的狗帕妈的妈的那狗帕了是差不多的。
Now, what was exactly wrong in the previous place? Remember, most wrong was how people have very strange relationship with Mahaprasadam for the deity.
那我们还记得吗？就是在上一个地方呢，是什么问题呢？就是主要的问题是什么呢？就是主要的问题呢，就是那些人呢，跟Mahaprasadam他们的关系有点奇怪。
Yes, and Gopakumara was the king. He ordered that everybody in his kingdom and all the people who are visitors can take Mahaprasadam from the deity.
那个国王里面，在那个王国里面 ，Gopakumara 是国王，他命令下了命令，让所有人，就是在他国家或者来去觐见神像的那些所有的人呢，都可以得到神像的 Mahaprasadam。
There were also Brahmanas, very powerful Brahmanas in this kingdom, and they had their rules, so many rules.
那个国家里面呢，也有非常有力量的婆罗门，所以那些婆罗门呢，追随很多的这样规矩。
Kings come and go, but who really rules the kingdom is Brahmanas with their brain power, and they're not in front. They're telling kings what to do.
那个国王呢，总是有人来了要上去，但是真正在后面主宰一切的呢，是有力量的那些婆罗门。那婆罗门呢，会给予国王建议，告诉他应该怎么样去管理这个国王王国。
So the Brahmanas made the rules. If somebody is bringing prasadam to the temple or out of the temple, some unclean person, low-class person, or dog.Or lady can see prasadam, they should be thrown away, even if it is Mahaprasadam.
然后呢，那些婆罗门就是定下规矩，如果在就是那帕萨等呢，就被那些不干净的人或者女人或者狗看到了的时候呢，即使那些帕萨等是Mahaprasadam，也要把它扔掉。
And also they mostly use prasadam for themselves and their families, and they were not so eager to give it to all because it's what some people qualified and some not qualified.
同时呢，那些prasadam很多时候就是被婆罗门去享用的，还有他那些家庭成员，因为他们并不是太平等对待所有的人，有些人高一点，有些人低一点。
Seeing this, Gopakumara was very unhappy.But he was one of the kings and Brahmanas, very powerful Brahmanas, did not want to change.
看到这些情况 ,Gopakumara 呢，他不太高兴，他是国王，但是同时呢，后面就指导他的是非常有力量的婆罗门，他们并不想改变这个规矩。
Did Gopakumara leave the kingdom and start for the place because of news that in some place Mahaprasadam is everything and worshipped by everyone and given to everyone?
就是因为这个 Mahaprasadam 呢，就是让 Gopakumara 离开了，他去到一个地方，就是 Prasadam 是平等的对待任何人，而且给予任何人，任何来到的人都可以得到，就是 Mahaprasadam。
Yes, true. Jagannath Puri is Annakshetra, the place of eating prasadam, honoring Mahaprasadam.
Jagannath Puri 这个地方呢，就是荣耀 prasadam 的地方。
Is the people like Bengali people look short? They're not very tall and skinny. They look exactly like our Yamuna Lakshmi, only blackish color.
这是 Orissa 就是 Jagannath Puri 的人或者曼扎拉的人，他们不太高，然后有点瘦瘦的，像 Yamuna Lakshmi 这样的，就是脸型也像，就是他们的皮肤比较黑一点而已。
But very easy to see Brahmanas in Jagannath Puri. They are very strong, maybe not very tall, but they're very yuan and they look very very strong.
在 Jagannath普里呢，你可以很容易看清楚哪个是婆罗门，那些婆罗门呢可能不太高，但是他们都是非常强壮，然后全部都是圆圆的。
Diku Kendi Kitchen, more than 70 stoves, 56 preparations already help Lakshmi Devi to cook, and they taste them all, I guess, to know how they feel like, and they are very, very satisfied.
他们呢，因为他们呢就是帮助拉什米兹去做这些帕萨达姆，那帕萨达姆呢有就是那个锅有70多个锅，然后呢还每次都要做，每天基本上要做56种菜式，所以他们每一样呢做完供奉完之后，他们都要去品尝每一种这些菜，所以他们每一个人都是很被满足到的，很满足对这些所有的
We already talked about the meaning of Japan book 56 preparations, isn't it?
之前也有讲过，就是Japan book 就是意思供奉，就是56种供奉。
They usually 5-6 type of dolls, and then 8-10 types of rice, and so many different types of vegetables, and 5-10 different types of sweets, and then chutneys and acharas and drinks.
它呢就是道汤有5-6种，然后米饭呢。有17-18种，还有就是那些subject不同的subject呢就有10多种，然后甜品也会有10多种，这样还有不同的那个chutney，就是还有不同的饮料，这样。
Did you gonna say this? Brahmanas cook, only Brahmanas cook, and then definitely they taste it.
每天呢 ，Jagannath 都会有这样的，就是这种56种菜所供奉给 Jagannath。同时呢，就是都所有的做的那些 prasadam 呢，都是婆罗门在做的。同时，他们也要品，当然他们会品尝着所有这些菜。
Now he'll make sure that everybody who comes to Puri gets his mahaprasadam. It's his rule, and he doesn't even follow any ekadashis.
Jagannath 呢，他就下了规矩，就每一个人都 Jagannath Puri 的人呢，都会得到 Mahaprasadam。同时呢，他也没有去 Jagannath 那 Jagannath Puri 是不遵守 Ekadasi 的。
No prasadam is considered spoiled or rotten, even it's a little bit not so good, still will be eaten by devotees.
这样的 prasadam 呢，并不会变坏的，即使有时候那个味道可能变了一点坏，但是所有的奉献者呢，他们都会荣耀这个 prasadam。
They say even the dog sees mahaprasadam which is a bit caring from the altar, it doesn't get contaminated. And even dog steals prasadam and starts eating it, and then it drops on the floor. Devotees, even brahmins, will pick it up and eat it. It never gets contaminated.
那些 prasadam 呢，即使是被那些狗吃过，或者呢，就是那狗偷了，要就偷了，不是荣耀 prasadam 要从嘴里就掉下了那些 prasadam， 那些婆罗门还是捡起那些 prasadam 自己吃掉，就是并他那 prasadam 呢，并没有得到污染，并没有被污染到的。
I asked myself why Gopa Kumara was so interested in prasadam, and exactly now I remember Kiriraj, because he is Govardhan boy, is also very much interested in prasadam.
阿米就在想的时候，为什么 Gopa Kumara 那么对 Mahaprasadam 有感兴趣呢？后来想想，他说因为Gopa Kumara 是来自 Goa， 但 Kiriraj 呢，他是对 prasadam 呢是非常感兴趣的。
Gopa Kumara heard all these wonderful things from people who came to his kingdom. He decided, well, people they disrespect prasadam in my kingdom, I leave this kingdom and go to see Jagannath. He must be my Madan Gopal.
Gopa Kumara 听到就是其他人说起 Jagannath, Jagannath Puri 呢 Mahaprasada 的情况，他说我可以离开这个国王国，然后去到Jagannath Puri 那里。
So he walked. It's not that far. I don't know, maybe 1,000 kilometers. But I know that the devotees from Namadu people go to Puri, which is 500 kilometers in 2-3 nights.
那妈咪想就是那个 Gopa Kumara 做国王那个地方可能离家跟他普里不太远，大概可能有1000多公里。然后就是在 Jagannath 就是支持就是 Navadip 玛雅普纳斯奉献者以前在塔代马帕布那时候呢，他们去见马帕布的时候，就是去加格纳普里的时候，他们就是三四天就去到了，可能一天就走上100公里路左右。
So of course he didn't wait. He walked and walked and walked and walked into the Puri temple immediately, and he saw the deity, which is supposed to be none different from Madana Gopala.
然后这样呢，就是 Gopakumara 他就走路走路不停的走路。当他去到 Jagannapuri 那个庙里面去见到 Jagannath 的时候，他就觉得这个 Jagannath 呢跟他的Madana Gopala 呢，他就觉得他们都是一样的，没有不一样的。
First time he entered the temple, he couldn't even see the deity because there's so many people there.
当他去第一次去庙里面的时候，他根本就看不见神像，因为那个庙里面太多人了。
Also, he did not know where the deity was, what to look for. He only looked for Madan Gopal, and he could not see Jagannath. Well, there was one of the very tall, big deities.
同时呢，他去见神像的时候，他就是想见那个 Madan Gopal 了，他就是找这个神像，所以他也没有去看到 Jagannath， 因为他们有点高。
So he found his Garuda Stamba, the big column in every Vishnu temple, on top of which is Garuda facing the deity.
因为在所有的那个神庙里面，就是Jagannath 或者 Lakshmi 就是 Vishnu 的庙里面呢，他们都有一个很强的一条柱子，一个柱，大概有5-6米，然后柱子上面呢就是那个神像是 Garuda 呢就双手合十着，就对着就神坛神像的地方。
So standing in Garuda looking where Garuda was looking, Garuda always has to face the deities. He finally saw the big black round face with round eyes and big smile of Jagannath.
所以呢，他就是面对着这个嘎鲁达，然后嘎鲁达呢要面对着神像的，一般就是面对着神像，他就看到了，就是通过这样呢，他就看到了一个很大的一个 Jagannath， 那 Jagannath 就是圆圆的大眼睛，然后大的一个笑脸。
And when he saw Jagannath and his beauty, he understood this is Madana Gopal, exactly like he.So, and he fainted, lost his senses, he's lying down on the ground a long time.
当他看到 Jagannath 的时候呢，他立刻就明白他就是他的跟他的Madana Gopala 是一样的，然后他就非常的快乐，就是完全沉醉在那个知觉当中，躺在地上失去了知觉很长的一段时间。
Came back to his senses. There's almost nobody in the temple. He could see the Lord. And the Lord was calling him with his arms like this, please come and embrace me. So he ran to embrace the deity.
然后他就当他醒来的时候呢，基本上庙里就没有其他人了，所以他可以很清楚的看到就是 Jagannath 的。然后他觉得 Jagannath 双手就是举起来想要主想去拥抱他，然后他就跑过去想拥抱他的主。
Same like now, we have a lot of guards there with sticks. In India, mostly police have sticks, even in the temple. Every Indian is scared of sticks, actually, from very childhood when mama and grandmother beat them up.
就像现在的印度人，就是那些警察都会拿着一些棍子，就是因为那些印度人呢，从小就可能爸爸就妈妈还有奶奶呢都拿着棍子去揍他们，所以他们每个人都看见那个棍子的时候还害怕，那些警察也会拿着棍子在维持那个秩序。
So Gopakumara was caught by this guard with the sticks, even though when he had the tail back and beaten up very nicely.
所以呢，那些就是那守门会啊，守门的人呢，就拿着那个棍子，就很好的把 Gopakumara 揍了一顿。
So, then he couldn't embrace Jagannath. He was beaten up, thrown out of the temple. So he went to make himself happier by eating a lot of Mahaprasadam outside of the temple.
所以呢 Gopa Kumara 呢他并不能去拥抱 Jagannath， 他被那是把他们赶把他揍了一顿，然后把他扔出了那个庙里面去。但是呢他去到那个他为了让自己高兴，他吃了很多Mahaprasadam Jagannath Mahaprasadam。
This Mahaprasadam is divine. It is cooked by Lakshmi Devi. Brahmanas only prepare. They prepare the fire, prepare the vegetables, put in the pots, and pots usually 4, 5, 6 layers. And then they leave the kitchen, they close the kitchen. It cooks by itself. They say Lakshmi Devi enters and does. It's completely divine from very beginning to very end.
那个Jagannath 那个 Prasadam 呢，它是悄然的，因为什么呢？因为Jagannath 那个厨房的那里呢，就是那个婆罗门他准备那些火，然后准备那些sabji 就是配好，然后呢他准备好所有的材料之后呢，他们就会离开这个厨房了，因为他们说这个厨当他们离开之后，他说Lakshmi ji 呢他亲自进到那个厨房里面去做这个 prasadam， 所以他那个 prasadam 是开始就是悄然的，荣耀的，直到做好了，它也是悄然的。
So by eating lot of prasadam, Gopal Kumara got enthusiastic to come back again next morning. When God usually 4 or 5 o'clock, when Jagannath wakes up, it's not on time ever. He was in the temple.
通过荣耀这悄然的 Mahaprasadam， Gopal Kumara 呢就是被就是热情又回来了。然后第二天早上的时候呢，大概他要去了曼嘎拉蒂呢，就是一般是4-5点钟，但是不确认，他们的时间都是取决于 Jagannath 如果起来的时候，他们就开始做曼嘎拉蒂的。所以早上 Gopal Kumara 要去了健身下。
When we were in Puri, I asked actually what is the time for Jagannath Shayana Arati? When does he go to sleep listening to Gita Govinda?
阿米在杰格纳普里的时候，他就问了一些知识。他说：“杰格纳特，他们什么时候晚上去睡觉呢？就是他们什么时候就是晚上去聆听那个吉他狗温达的时候就去睡觉呢？”那
是一个 very very special sadhana。
杰格纳特呢有非常特别的规范修行。
Govardhan put our deities to sleep by 8 o'clock and also go to sleep ourselves.
我们在高瓦丹这里呢，一般都是8点钟请神像睡觉，然后我们也8点钟也睡觉了。
The natural devil with his big brother and small sister, they go to sleep when the last devotee leaves the temple. It can be 8 o'clock, 9 till 11, and sometimes you go to sleep even 12 o'clock at night.
Jagannath Balade Subhadra 他们三姐妹他们就是他们睡觉的时间呢是最后一个奉献者离开庙里面后呢他们就会睡觉，有时候呢是8点钟，有时候10点、11点，甚至有时候会是晚上12点钟之后才睡。
Of course he has to rest properly, so he goes to sleep very late, he wakes up a little later too. This is his sadhan, his supreme lord of the universe.
如果他晚上睡晚了，然后他早上呢就会晚一点点起来，那就是主的自觉宇宙之主的萨德纳规范修行，因为他是宇宙之主，所以他要全力这样做。
Bhagumari every morning was coming to see the lotus eyes, a huge round full of love eyes, which comes in his arms calling for embracing.
所以每一天早上 Gopal Kumara 呢都去见那个有着莲花般带着爱的眼睛的 Jagannath， 而且他的双手呢就是想去拥抱奉献者的那个姿势的 Jagannath。
The morning darshan he was going back to the place where he stayed to chant his mantra. He never stopped chanting his mantra. We really have to learn from him.
那每次见完神像之后呢， Gopal Kumara 都去到他的地方里面去继续去念诵他的 mantra， 他从来没有放弃过念诵他的 mantra， 这也是我们真的要向他学习的其中一个榜样。
I know time he back to the temple looking at the lotus eyes of Jagannath. He could not it's a glue stuck his eyes to the eyes of Jagannath, and he always looking at him till time for prasadam came.
那中午呢他也是去正见 Jagannath， 他呢就好像被 Jagannath 呢的眼睛，因为爱的眼睛，莲花般的眼睛就停了下了，就是被吸引住了，他然后就总是在那里看着 Jagannath， 直到呢就是荣耀帕萨达的时候他才会离开。
And going home, staying for showers, chanting, come back to the temple and wait till the deity goes to sleep and listen to Gita Govinda being sang by his devotees and the girls dancing for Jagannath before he goes to sleep.
这样呢他要回去 Jagannath 去荣耀的时候，他要回去扎里去念他的 mantra， 然后之后呢又回到庙里面，直到神像呢就是睡觉，因为Jagannath 呢他睡觉之前呢，他们就是那个女孩子呢就会唱那就是跳舞，然后他们就也会歌唱那个 Gita Govinda， 唱 Gita Govinda， 然后在那里跳舞给 Jagannath， 这是每天晚上固定的。
Many, many days he lived this happy, very happy life, knowing that he already arrived at his deity's lotus feet and he doesn't have to go anywhere else.
很久很久的时间他都沉醉在这个快乐的山河当中，因为他知道他已经达到了他的神像的莲花足下面，然后他也没有想要离开。
Only in his heart, slowly, slowly, the desire started appearing. The desire to be like these Orissa devotees, very, very close servants of Jagannath. Jagannath thinks them as his family, and he was just an outsider.
但是慢慢的呢，慢慢的，他的心里呢就有一个愿望就起来了，因为这个呢，普里呢，那是奥利萨的奉献者，都是Krishna 的家庭成员一样这样的一种人，但是他觉得他自己呢，还是就是相对他们来说呢，他还是外人，他想要成为更亲密。
Because you know.Stop chanting his mantra and mantra. If we concentrate to find all the desire of devotees, this desire got very soon fulfilled in a very special way.
因为他一直不断的去念诵他的 mantra， 这个 mantra 呢是非常有力量的。如果呢奉献很专注的去念诵的时候，他会就是如果他有这个愿望的话，那个 mantra 就通过特别的方式来去满足他。
The king of Puri, who is considered the first and closest servant of Lord Jagannath, with his very special services to do, he can do anything on the water and wherever. King of Puri, start feeling special affection for Gopakumara.
在 Jagannath Puri 呢，第一个那个仆人呢，就是 Jagannath Puri 的这个国王，这个 Jagannath Puri 的国王呢，他就是是代表着就是 Jagannath 第一个的最亲密的那一个仆人，他可以在神坛里面就是为 Jagannath 做任何就是他想要特别的这些服务，所以这个 Jagannath Puri 的这个国王呢，对 Gopakumara 呢，就是内心里面对他起了一些特别的情感。
Every month of the year is one special called Yatra, or Jagannath, very special festival. Like Radha Yatra, Julan Yatra, Jala Yatra, when they play in the lakes.
那在Jagannath Puri呢，一年当中每一个月呢，它都有一些Yatra， 就好像春季的节日啊，就是庆祝一个月每一个月都有大型的一个庆祝的节日。他们会在那个海边
Every month, King was coming with many of his followers, devotees, servants, and helpers, and stayed in Puri, next to the temple. And of course, he saw in the temple this person, Gopakumara, who was always looking at Jagannath and praying. He didn't like him.
每一个月，国王呢就带着他的那些仆人呢，还有工作的人员呢，就是每个月基本上都在那里去做一位Jagannath 做那个折翼，所以他当年去就是因为这样他可以看到了那个 Gopakumara， 他看到他总是对 Jagannath 呢好像有非常深的情感。
His few sons, the eldest son was very, very good devotee of Jagannath, and because of Jagannath's mercy, he didn't have any desire to be the king, he just wanted to be sadhu.
国王呢有一个儿子， 但是那个儿子呢，因为杰格纳特的人，杰格纳特仁慈，这个孩子呢，并不想成为国王，他只想成为一个圣人。
Because I was too good a devotee to become a king, so king let him become a saint.
这个国王的大儿子呢，就是他太奉献，太有奉爱了，所以他的爸爸就让他成为沙杜。
The other sons were really not very devotional, though they were not qualified to become Jagannatha's servants as kings also.
其他那些孩子呢，就是对没有太多的奉爱，所以他们也不够资格成为像国王这样成为Jagannatha的仆人。
So the king, feeling great affection for Gopakumara, asked his ministers to check Gopakumara for special signs, if he's qualified to become king or not.
国王对那个 Gopakumara 有很大的情感，所以呢，他就问他的那个秘书去检测一下这个 Gopakumara， 看他有没有资格呢，可以成为这个国王。
And very economical lord of the universe fulfilled everyone's desire. Gopakumara wanted to become very close servant. The king wanted Gopakumara to become the king. And Jagannatha wanted to have such a wonderful bridge by his servant with him. Isn't it very economical, wonderful solution?
比较之主呢是非常的实在的，他非常的实在的一个人，所以他就是这个 Gopakumara 呢，他想成为就是 Krishna 亲密的Jagannatha亲密的仆人，然后呢这个国王呢想让 Gopakumara 呢成为国王，同时呢Jagannatha 呢他想要一个巴扎瓦斯这个牧牛童成为他的仆人，所以他就满足了这个愿望，非常的实在实用的。
The Brahman asked Gopakumara to examine his body with his signs of the king. Sure, they saw on his hand chakra on both hands, the signs of chakra was Chakravarti the king.
所以这个婆罗门呢，他们去检测了一下这个Gopakumara 他的手掌，就是他的那个总体的象征能不能成为国王。当然他看到了他的手呢就有两个 chakra 呢，就是就代表着可以做国王的一个象征。
Not only this, on the feet of Gopakumara were prints like lotus flowers. These two signs make sure that person can become a king.
那他就看了Gopakumara 的那个脚，他脚上呢也有莲花，所以有手掌有那个 chakra 就是飞轮，然后手脚底脚板有莲花，那肯定这样的一个特征的人呢，肯定可以成为国王。
I was very happy to make this wonderful devotee of Jagannatha his follower, no his whatever, to follow him on the throne. The king retired and Gopakumara became the closest servant, the first servant of Jagannatha.
所以这个Gopakumara 呢，他就成为了这个 Jagannatha 的那个最亲密的仆人，然后成为了这个国王，然后这个国王呢很快就是自己去退休去了。那这时呢 Gopakumara 就成为 Jagannatha 第一个最亲密的仆人了。
Now Gopakumara started organizing these 12 yatras, 12 festivals of the year, bridge vasi style. Oh, how happy Jagannatha was.
是呢Gopakumara 呢来安排了所有就是这个十二个月每个月当中的这个庆祝的杰格纳的那个意志，你看，因为他做的是巴扎瓦斯的这样的一个规范的那个节义庆祝，所以杰格纳呢就非常的被取悦到。
One day in the temple, when she was looking at the beauty of Jagannatha, thinking what he can make more, better, whatever, he saw his guru looking at Jagannatha.
一天呢 Gopakumara 他就看着这些神，看着在庙里看着神像，看看有怎么样可以更好的服务Jagannatha，和可以哪样服务可以做得更好。这时呢他就在Jagannatha庙里面看见了他的咕噜，他咕噜正在见Jagannatha。
咕噜 was standing looking in Jagannath's lotus face straight into his eyes. Gopakumara, who was now king in Puri, standing looking in Jagannath's lotus eyes. Lotus face. He didn't even see when his guru disappeared.
Gopakumara 的咕噜呢就看着在正见神像看着 Jagannath 的莲花般的眼睛啊，眼看翻的就是竹莲花竹。然后 Gopakumara 呢，他也是在专注的看着 Krishna 的莲花般的眼睛，然后他的莲花竹。这时呢，他的咕噜就不见就休息了。
When Gopakumara came back to his external senses, he saw the guru was not there, and he didn't know what to do. He ran to the ocean shore.
那他当国帕古玛拉回到他就是这个躯体里面的知觉，从他的悄然的知觉回到了他就是躯体的知觉里面呢，他没有看见他的咕噜，然后他不知怎么样做，然后他就去到了那个海边。
Sure enough, crying, asking the ocean to help him, he very soon heard a very loud, beautiful kirtan. He ran to the sound and saw his guru was singing.Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava to my very loudly.
这 Gopakumara 呢不知怎么做，他就去到海边问海洋呢去帮助他。这时呢他就听到了很大的一个 Kirtan 在的声音，就是他看到了他的咕噜在唱着这 Jagannath Swami 这首歌。
Gopakumara felt his feet and guru.Picked him up and told, my dear child, just keep on chanting your mantra. I'll come when you need me, don't worry. But I suggest you go to Vrindavan.
这时呢 Gopakumara 他就顶拜他咕噜的莲花，就他咕噜呢就立刻拥抱他。他说，亲爱的孩子，你不用担心，当你任何时候需要我的时候，我都会出现的。但是他咕噜就给了他建议，他说，也许现在你可以回到 Vrindavan 那里去。
The guru starts singing again and forget about Gopakumara. Look like he forget. And Gopakumara knew need to go to Vrindavan.
这时呢他咕噜呢要继续唱诵，好像已经忘记了 Gopakumara。但是 Gopakumara 这时就清楚地知道，他说他要回去 Vrindavan。
Next morning early, he came to see the lotus eyes of the Lord. 4 o'clock in the morning, Mangalaraji time, Jagannath looked at him with so much love. So Gopakumara forgot about his order and decided to go to Vrindavan.
第二天早上呢 ,Gopakumara 四点钟的时候他就去正见主 Jagannath, 他看见 Jagannath 莲花般的脸的时候呢，他就忘记了他咕噜给他的训示，他要去 Vrindavan, 他忘记了这是。
Night, coming back from the temple late, Gopakumara, before falling asleep, he remembered, need to go to Vrindavan, need to chant mantra.
每天呢就是从庙里面建庙里面回到家里的时候， Gopakumara 呢在睡觉之前他就自此他说他要去 Vrindavan, 要念诵 mantra, 要去 Vrindavan, 要去念诵这是念诵 mantra。
Day after day, like this, till one morning, he was standing in front of Jagannath, and Jagannath threw his really big and heavy garland, really 3-4 meters long and very heavy, threw his garland on the neck of the Brahman and told him, go to Vrindavan.
就是每一天都是周而复始这样去做，直到有一天早上他去见 Jagannath 的时候呢， Jagannath 呢把他两三米长的这个花环呢，很大很重的，就是扔到了给Gopakumara 的那个颈里面的脖子里面，然后就告诉 Gopakumara 去 Vrindavan。
Not often does such thing. It's called Agya Mala, the garland of order.
那呢，之前经常会做这个事情，这个这样把那个花环呢扔到人家的脖子上面叫 Agya。
Agya
就是 Mala, 就是命令，给予命令的花环。
Gopakumara couldn't say he does not remember the order. Jagannath told him go to Vrindavan.
这时呢，Gopakumara呢并没有借口说他忘记了，他因为 Jagannath 亲自跟他说去 Vrindavan。
He was the king, the main servant of Jagannath. But if the Lord orders you leave, he got to the leeway, he got war. He had to follow.
来看一下 Gopakumala 是国王，是这个庙就杰克纳第一个仆人，但是如果他的那个杰克纳呢，就是他的主人杰克纳说要离开这里，离开你的地位，离开这里，那他必须要聆听杰克纳的命令，他跟着杰克纳命令去做。
More than 1,000 kilometers by train, and you go from Mathura there, it's like 23 hours, even nowadays.
那普里呢，离马图拉呢，即使是现在呢，也有上千公里。在即使我们在马图拉坐火车去加格纳普里，也要23个小时。
Today, Gopakumara starts to Vrindavan, and I guess by next Wednesday, he will reach there.
今天现在呢 Gopakumala 就开始他的旅程，回到格瓦丹山去。我妈咪希望下个礼拜呢他能到达格瓦丹山，到达 Vrindavan。
You know, once he is Vrindavan, of course he'll come back to Govardhan and we'll start with him together walking around Rajamandala again.
如果他来到 Vrindavan， 他肯定要回到高瓦达山，我们也同时跟随着他一起来到拉扎曼德瓦这个地方去看。